Hundreds, if not thousands, of dockless electric scooters could be back on Nashville streets before the end of the year. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports the Metro Council is close to hammering out its final regulations, permit process, and fines.
Compared to no rules back in the spring, Nashville now has a lot of rules, pages of them, spelling out fees for scooter companies, a prohibition against riding on sidewalks within business districts, and a long list of where not to park them.
I would argue that the version that is before you today is one of the most stringent in the country.
That's Councilman Jeremy Elrod, the architect of the rules, which go on to require companies to encourage the use of helmets, to respond quickly to problems, and to give the city precise data about where and how often the vehicles are traveling. If the usage numbers show some sitting idle, they must be taken out of rotation. The regulations are likely to pass as a one-year pilot, but there are questions from downtown Councilman Freddie O'Connell about how they'll all be enforced. His district was overrun by bird scooters, prompting the city to confiscate hundreds and to make these new rules.
I hope that this policy gives us the opportunity to rectify some of the quality of life issues that were trampled the first time out.
O'Connell fears a wave of crashes, as well as piles of poorly parked scooters at businesses, more like litter than a transportation innovation. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.